Should we let computers pick our investments?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Computers probably rule our lives even more than we already realize. Airliners' autopilot functions run on computers, and closer to home, Netflix, Amazon, and many other retailers rely on algorithms to recommend purchases based on our tastes. As part of the Wall Street Journal series, The Quants, Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig asks whether we'd be better off if computers pick all our investments as well. Jason joins us now. First, Jason, I'm wondering something. Are the terms quants and algorithms two words basically meaning the same thing, taking data and making decisions accordingly?
Yeah, well, of course, we're talking about a very highly related process. Quants are essentially the people who use algorithms as selection tools for the investment portfolios they put together.
Hasn't the study of whether computers can make our investing decisions for us been going on for quite a while? Didn't this process really get going in the late 80s or so?
Well, yeah, it probably dates back even farther than that. I mean, mathematical models in the financial markets are centuries old, at least, and they could go all the way back to ancient Mesopotamia, for all we know, when commodities were first traded. This field of study really got underway, I would say, in the late 70s, when the earliest studies started to appear, looking at the question of whether if you knew what decision factors people use to pick investments, you could take those factors they choose and give them to a computer and get better results.
Even better than the methods that the stock pickers used themselves? In other words, you plugged them into a computer and you got better results?
Yeah. Think of it this way. If I tend to use five different factors to pick the stocks in my portfolio, whatever they might be, maybe it's price-earnings ratios, price-to-book value, 12-month recent return, percentage of debt as total capitalization, and sales growth. You could feed those to a computer and you could probably get better results than you would get from me, because when I apply those factors, I do it inconsistently. When I'm looking at one company, I emphasize one more than the other, whereas the computer would just emphasize them all equally all the time and would probably do better.
Wasn't there a key study by a finance professor at Duke University studying hedge fund performance, a study that ran from 1996 to 2014? What did it determine?
Yeah, essentially, Campbell Harvey, who's a leading finance professor at Duke University, looked at the performance of so-called systematic versus fundamental or conventional hedge funds over roughly a 20-year period, and found that the differences between their performance are not really significant. And it's a little hard to tell whether that's because the systematic or quantitative funds are just as good as the ones run by old-fashioned stock pickers, or whether the two styles have already started to contaminate each other. And even the fundamental stock pickers are now using a lot of quantitative techniques. It's hard to disentangle that because, of course, now it's become a big marketing advantage to say that you're a quant.
And UBS has been doing something since the beginning of the year related to quants, whether or not a computer model can beat analysts.
Yeah, it's a very interesting little project that I learned about last week, that UBS is essentially trying to take computer models of various macroeconomic and corporate inputs to see whether it can forecast earnings more accurately than UBS's own analysts. And the goal isn't to necessarily to replace them or put them out of work, but to make them smarter. If there are inputs from the computer process that could make the humans better, that would be good for everybody. You know, the best example is from chess, I think, where computers coupled with human players tend to be able to beat either the best human player or the best computer.
I'm speaking with Jason Zweig of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Jason, if I, as a semi-intelligent investor, want to apply the quant model, what would be a fairly simple way of doing it?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. I think the first thing is to make sure you understand what kind of investor you are. If you're not really interested in putting a lot of energy and effort into picking individual securities, then you could just buy an index fund or a small set of index funds and hold them pretty much indefinitely and benefit from the quantitative techniques that others are putting to work. If you do enjoy the resourcefulness of trying to pick stocks yourself, then what you should do is determine over the course of time which particular factors or components of value you regard as important, and then measure them, and then find a way to apply them really consistently. What you would probably want to do is every time you look at a company, you would try to apply those criteria exactly the same way as if you were a machine. And although that sounds boring and mechanical, there's some evidence from research done decades ago that that would improve your performance.
Jason Zweig of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Stay in the know. Check back for updates several times a day. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.